This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, entering our final hour here on YouTube as well at the Team 980. Always live as well in the free Odyssey app. So however you want to watch, listen, whatever, we got you covered here on the show 4 to 7 each and every day. So earlier today, it was reported by Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports that the Commander star wide receiver Terry McLaurin is not at practice this week. Terry has previously been at practice. You might have seen pictures of practice yesterday, including one specific one from Jaden Daniels, where he looks absolutely yoked. Apparently, year two is the yoked year. Marvin Harrison showed up to Cardinals camp looking like he's and then was like, yeah, I have put on a few pounds of muscle. Jaden Daniels looks like a very different player than he did last year. This is also the time of year where you're doing that kind of stuff, and then probably lean out a little bit before training camp, get to your playing weight. Hopefully retain the strength and move on in your career. But Terry was, you know, seen last week, pictures with he and Deebo Samuel. Everyone's like, ooh, look at the new duo. And then this week, he's not there. It's voluntary. This portion of the calendar, you do not have to show up for. And I would say this is only really news because Terry is wanting a new contract. We know that Adam Peters is committed to giving him one. The question is, can they agree on what that contract actually looks like? So amidst the negotiations, star player misses camp or misses practice. Ah, freak out. I guess we have to talk about it because the Commanders are our main topic. I guess we got to talk about it because it's Terry. He's the star, whatever. But I cannot stress enough how not big of a deal this is. Terry McLaurin is going to get a new contract. If Terry misses practice, it's not as ideal as Terry being at practice, but right now they are doing the most basic of things. He's not really missing anything. There's nothing that's happening right now that they will not do again in August. Okay. So the way these installs work is you go through some basic fundamentals, you go through maybe some basic install in OTAs, and then the hope is that makes August more smooth because you're doing it again because players change out, guys forget things. Teaching it twice means you probably have better retention. You can see where guys get tripped up in the spring, but ultimately you're exposing your playbook to your players for the first time for the season, and 95% of the playbook or 90 or 85 or maybe 98% of the playbook is going to be the same playbook that they had last year. Obviously, things get tweaked. There's different adjustments. But the day one base install, this is how we run this play out of our most basic formations. This is what you're looking for. It's stuff that Terry did for an entire season last year. So there's extraordinarily little downside. It'd be nice to have him there for him to refresh. It'd be nice to have him to help Deebo and Jalen Lane and some of the young guys. But also, Jalen Lane maybe gets a few extra reps because Terry's not there. Like, there's positives and negatives to it when any player is or isn't there. But this is not Terry's mad at the organization. This is not, oh my God, they're not going to get a deal done. This is not he's missing training camp. It's just he missed a practice. And for all we know, it has nothing to do with the contract. Terry's got a sister. Maybe his sister has a big wedding, or I mean, Terry just got married, so
Two weddings in 1 year for the McLaurin household. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe she's, I don't know how much younger she is or if she's older. Maybe she's graduating. Who knows? Like, there's a million reasons why a player might miss a spring practice. Ultimately, it's voluntary. Yes, the most likely reason is he's saying, hey, like, let's get this contract thing worked out. But he just might want to go on vacation. And some five-star resort villa somewhere halfway across the world, this was the weekend they were available, and his wife was like, I want to go there. He could be on his honeymoon. I have no freaking idea. But what I'm not going to do is pretend like this is remotely a big deal. And the second part of this, of why I'm so confident this is not a big deal, is everything we have sold or been sold by Dan Quinn and Adam Peters and Josh Harris is a lie if they don't sign Terry McLaurin to an extension. Because what you want in your program is to reward guys who do it right. And do it right is act the right way off the field, act the right way in the locker room, be leaders, do the things you ask, great with the media in terms of both their interactions on a, hey, we like talking to this guy, and on a, he says the right things and is not causing us trouble, and then do you perform on the field? And so, well, yes, there is the complicating factor that Terry McLaurin turns 30 in September, and paying a receiver when they are 30 years old is something you don't want to do. Terry's play has been extraordinarily consistent. He's had 1,000 yards basically every year of his career. And last year, he had the best season of his career. Yards, touchdowns, the whole thing. So why? He seemingly is an ascending player. So they're going to pay him. Because that's the exact kind of guy that you want to pay. And it's just a matter of Terry's agent and Adam Peters sitting down, coming to a number, and getting it done. To me, the contract is probably 4 years, $120 million total value, however you want to word that, of a three-year extension and keeping this year in it or whatever. But the key factors that the team is going to want to hit, that Terry's going to want to hit, and that the agent are going to want to hit is probably $30 million a year. I'm going to guess somewhere between $60 and $75 million guaranteed. But to me, if you go four for 120, that's $30 million average annual value. That puts you in the elite tier of receivers. Sick. Done. Yay. Terry gets to say I'm one of the $30 million guys. You're not getting close to Jamar Chase's 40. That's fine. You're getting the 30 that's around what DK got, that's around what Tyreek Hill's got, that's more than what T. Higgins just got. So you're in the bona fide number ones before you hit Higgins and Waddle at the top of number two. By getting to $75 million, you also surpass, like, because always the agents especially want to get something that they're like, oh, my guy's deal is better than this other guy's deal who's close. And while I like Terry better than DK by a lot, DK is, they're relatively somewhere in the same class of receiver, if I'm being objective about it, and DK is almost three full years younger. He's 2.5 years younger. So DK is going to get a longer deal, more total cash, all that kind of stuff. But if you can get, I think it was 67 was the guaranteed number for DK, get it up to 75, that gets you above a couple of other guys. Then Terry's agent can be like, hey, I got you the fifth most guaranteed money of any receiver contract ever in your age 30 season. That's a pretty good job by the agent. And if you make it four for 120 with 75 guaranteed, you're probably guaranteeing like the first 2 years at around 30. And by the way, unlike most contracts that are backloaded, I would probably front load this contract to make sure that all my decks are clear when it's time to extend Jaden in 3 years. You have the cap space now. I might even give him a huge cap hit in 2025, which is typically a whole, my God, no. We do not do big cap hits early in contracts. But I would just take, if there's a way for me to take it now, it's not going to affect the cash money in a way that Josh Harris isn't comfortable with as the owner who's got to pay it. They have the space. Terry's already counting $25 million this year. Just give him a $30 million cap hit this year. And next year, I believe they have the room to do that as well. So there's 60 in the first two. Now you've only got $15 million in between the final 2 years. if you all of a sudden he falls off the age cliff after 2 years, you can eat that $15 million in year three, or you can do a June 1st cut and split it in half, and you got a $7.5 million dead cap money plus whatever prorated signing bonus. Well, I guess, no, not plus prorated signing bonus. That would include the signing bonus proration because I'm talking about cap hits, not base salary. You get that taken care of, and sweet, there's your deal. It gets Terry the money. It gets you're not extending too far out into the future to either mess with the money that you'll need to sign Jaden and Mike Sainer still and whoever else hits from this initial draft class. And you are allowing Terry to make a lot of money up front, which is ultimately what he wants. He cares about the cash number, and that feels like the right deal. But getting all those the structure and everything right takes time. Adam's going to work on his timeline. If that timeline is not what Terry wants, then he'll sit out OTAs, and that sucks. I'd rather have Terry McLaurin there, but it is what it is. That's where I'm at. We can take calls on where you're at. 301-230-0980. Whether you want to talk about the contract or whether you want to talk about the actual him missing a day, which again, we don't even know if it's related to the contract. 301-230-0980. Your calls on the Hoffman Show next. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports. It's presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want it. Wawa with customizable roasted or crispy chicken sandwiches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Of course, don't miss the Kevin Sheehan Show live on YouTube as well. That started a couple weeks ago, 10 to 1. Our old pal's back, Anthony. I don't know if you know this. Denton Day's in for Kevin.
I did see he was in for Kevin. I saw something on the Team 980 page. It said Denton Day something. I said, interesting. And then I listened to the little audiogram, and he was talking to Max. So I was like, all right, it sounds like Denton's in for Kevin with Max.
Yeah, which is kind of funny, because then it's like, hey, is that like a lot of pressure on Max, you feel like?
Nah.
Because he's got it, like, Denton knows how that job's supposed to be done.
Yeah, but I think he's been doing it long enough.
Max is up to it.
He's a natural.
He is. But, I mean, no one's Anthony Haney, but yeah, gotta get in where you fit in. In for Kevin some this week. And actually, Anthony, I want to double check something real quick, because a week from today, your boy is not going to be in the chair. And that is, let's see if we know who's going to be in the chair next Thursday.
Is it the youngest in charge?
I think it is probably going to be the youngest in charge because it looks like next week. How long is Sheehan out? Good gracious.
I mean,
he's out all next week too.
Dang.
So
let's not be taking a summer break.
Have you met Kevin Sheehan?
Yeah.
That man's taking a summer break. Anyway, the point is Denton in, and then Linnell, I think, is in for me next Thursday. But who knows? Anthony, maybe it's your shot.
All right.
I love that that's like your worst nightmare.
That I'm not gonna lie, Craig. So you know how Linnell gets in like 3 hours before his shows usually scripts, you know, what he's gonna do.
Yeah, when he's solo, when he's working with someone, he shows up 5 minutes late. But yeah.
I think I would get here at the start of business day for the Team 980. And then I would just, you know, prep until, you know, it was time for me to go on air.
What?
Couldn't do that every day.
What would your prep look like?
I would be writing down so much stuff.
How, like, would you be reading articles? Are you researching stats? Are you listening to other shows for ideas? Like,
I would be reading a decent amount of stuff, definitely getting stats, and then also thinking of caller topics.
Hmm.
I think I will. I'm one of those people that would need to engage with, you know, somebody. So it would probably be the producer, whoever's producing kind of thing. Or if I was a one-man band, I definitely just wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, no, that would be brutal.
Oh, my God. That's dreadful.
Yeah, I mean, even when you were going to get the water, I was like, all right, I'm pretty good for 2 minutes here. But, like, God forbid. Because also, sometimes, even doing this show with you, there's times where, like, you're working on something or whatever, and I'm like, all right, solo host, here we go. But you do feel like you're, or I'm just like in a monologue or whatever, and you do feel like you're talking to yourself.
Yeah.
And so at the very least, like, I know there's people out there listening, which is nice. Thanks everybody. But I remember, I think I've told this story before, but I remember working early in my career at ESPN Radio in Dallas, and Chuck Cooperstein, who's the play-by-play voice of the Mavs, also did shows for us in the off season, and Chuck would do solo radio, and Chuck's super talented, and he's a veteran, and so all of a sudden my boss is like, hey man, I need you to produce for Chuck. And like for us at that time, there was a board op and a producer. So I wasn't board opping, I was producing. And I was like, I don't need to produce for Chuck. Like, dude on the board can answer the phones. It'll be fine. And he's like, your main job is to like be engaged with the show. Because Chuck likes to have someone who you can look at and be like, oh, that person's paying attention. And like, you don't feel like you're talking to yourself. And I was like, that's weird. Like, I'm used to college radio. Ain't nobody listening out there, in here, no, nothing. You're just happy to have a shift. And I started doing solo radio eventually, and I was like, I am Chuck.
Yeah.
I don't get know
what
it.
He means.
And so like there's various producers I've worked with here over the years that paid varying levels of attention. And my best work, it's not even my favorite, right? It's my best work has been when I'm working with someone who's engaged with the show, who's like really into, actually our guy Max, great yeah. about that. Max is always like, yep. Oh yeah. Like I'm like, man, this is a raptured audience. This is awesome. I got Max wrapped around my finger. And so like we worked together long enough that I know that you're locked in unless you're like really doing something else that's important. But it is kind of a weird sensation sometimes of like, am I by myself doing this solo show? Am I out here without a safety net?
Yeah.
So no, if you ever had to do a show, I think Anthony, if there ever gets to a point where like something's happened and I just don't show up for a day and you're like, am I just supposed to do the show? You simulcast Grant and Danny. That's what you do. You walk down the hall and say, boys, you're on two stations today.
I know my first segment would be that I would definitely bring up the fact that this is something that I've always dreaded, and now I'm here doing it. So I think I would definitely have a nice script for that moment.
You could do an Ask Anthony Anything. where you like people just call in and that and you'll let that ride as long as you can, and then you say, "All right, no more callers. Grant and Danny's next," and you hit the 106.7 button on the board for a simulcast.
Yes, sir.
That's what you do. Nope, we're here. We're doing real radio. We're up next. Well, Anthony, we kind of went long on story time there. Should we? We have two topics. One of them is more pressing than the other, so we'll discuss in the break what we're going to do. But we have actual sports talk radio next. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Very sad news last night out of the NFL world. Jim Irsay passed away at the age of 65. Passed away yesterday in his sleep during the afternoon. Obviously, tremendously sad. The human loss of life, that is sad by nature. You add that in the impact that he has had on the league and on the city of Indianapolis, and it's a huge loss for that community. I read a fantastic obit piece. It's not really an obit. It was a personal recollection and reflection from Zach Kiefer, who's covered the Colts for a long time in Indianapolis for The Athletic and then previously for other outlets. And it was really interesting to read, Anthony, because he recalled like the number of late night phone calls he would get from Irsay, and he would riff on everything. But he's like, you know, he was fair. You know, he would occasionally get really mad about something that we wrote, and there was times that he'd call back 5 minutes later and be like, "I'm sorry." There was one time particularly that he got really, really mad about stuff that everybody pretty much, including Kiefer, wrote about the Jeff Saturday hire. And eventually he was like, "You guys were right." And I think Irsay gets painted as somewhere between like kind of a clown and something worse than that, because of the history of drug use that he had and the couple of incidents he had that were, you know, he's got pills in the car and these kinds of things. And people see him as this, I don't know, subhuman, whatever. And the picture painted by Kiefer is extraordinarily human. And I think there's a lot to take away from Jim Irsay's life and career. He's someone who inherited the team from his father, and his father, by Jim's own admission, was terrible as an owner. Like, obviously, most famously, he moved the team out of Baltimore to Indianapolis. But like he hired Jim Irsay, I don't know if you knew this, Anthony, to be the GM of the Colts at age 24. So Jim Irsay was the Colts general manager under his father owner at the age of 24.
Dang. I knew he was one of the youngest GMs like ever.
It makes Jim Gladstone, or what is his name? Is it Jim? No, it's not Jim Gladstone. Gladstone, the kid in, kid, he's our age, somewhere between your age and my age, in Jacksonville. Like, he's like 34. And everyone's like, I think it's James Gladstone. And everyone's like, he's so young. And it's like, imagine 10 years younger than that. And the only reason you have the job is because your dad's the owner. Pure nepotism. And when his dad died, one of the, you know, within a couple of years, going into the 1998 season or 1998 draft, when they had the first overall pick and they're making the Ryan leave Peyton Manning decision, he gives it up. Like, that takes a lot to not pull the Jerry Jones and just be like, I know what I'm doing. He's like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't have this job because of merit. And so I'm going to go be the owner. And he gives the job and actually trades for Bill Polian. Polian ultimately makes the Manning pick and builds one of the best teams of the decade. And Irsay also, the philanthropy and the things he's done in the city of Indianapolis. I know you've spent a good amount of time in Indy, as have I, because of the combines there. And that's why I've been over the years. You've gone and visited Zaire for a bunch of games. And you walk like kind of past the RCA, or what the hell they call it now, Lucas Oil Stadium, not the RCA Dome, past Lucas Oil Stadium. And you go make that left and you're walking down towards that restaurant area, down whatever direction that is of the stadium. And you pass the Jim Irsay Family YMCA. And there's Irsay this and Irsay that. And it's because he's genuinely been in the community. And Kiefer writes beautifully about how big of a part of the community. And this is someone who, does the kind of stuff that a lot of owners do because they're rich and they have access to stuff like planes. You know, someone has a loss in the family that's in the organization and they you know, Irsay flies him to and from the funeral on his private jet, like that kind of stuff. But also within the community, we just hand out $100 bills to people or free tickets to games or, you know, hey, oh, you're going to a playoff game to support the Colts. Like, we'll take care of your flights or your lodging or whatever. Like, he just did a lot of great stuff. And I think you see the reaction from former players. I saw Reggie Wayne, among you know, Marvin Harrison, you know, Peyton Manning, all those guys, Edgerrin James, all had great things to say over the years, and many of them putting out thoughts yesterday when the news passed. But I'm just curious, Anthony, not to have you spill a secret to your friend here, but like I'm sure Z, you know, had thoughts, and is someone who's spent time in Indy and been around that Colts organization. There's the Indianapolis side of it before we get to the impact that he had on Washington, and he might be the most influential owner on the Commanders outside of Josh Harris for reasons that led to Josh Harris that we can talk about in a moment.
Yeah, I definitely think Irsay was loved and, you know, respected by a lot of the players that, you know, was in the Colts organization. I talked to Z actually earlier today because yesterday when the news broke, I was trying to get a hold of him, but I think he was tied up and probably because of, you know, everything was going on.
One of the captains.
But, yeah, he had just, like, nothing but good things to say about Irsay. He recalled, you know, Irsay calling him a couple of times, you know, talking about the team, hyping them up. He actually called one of Z's teammates literally last week to also, you know, just talk about the team. So he was constantly, like, checking in on players, the post of the team, and things of that nature. Like, Irsay, like, really cared about it. And, like, he cared about, you know, having that relationship with players. So to see former players come out and, you know, for Peyton Manning to say, you know, he'll forever be indebted to, you know, Irsay for giving him a chance, I think it just speaks volumes to, like, who he is as a person kind of thing.
No doubt about it. And so did he have his problems? Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, were drugs a part of his problems over the course of the years? Yeah. And I think it's also, like, not to get too serious, but too late, here we are. Like, it's also a reminder that, like, addiction and, you know, drug use and all those things, like, it can affect anyone. Jim Irsay had the money to get help and ultimately to keep living his life as long as he did and, you know, to whatever other resources that he had, but he had the problem as well. And, you know, I think that instead of stigmatizing it and you know, looking down upon people who are addicted and seeing it as a character flaw, if we realize that it's like a medical condition and that there's a lot of things that can go into why someone gets addicted to pain pills or opioids or whatever, that there is, it's not necessarily a character flaw because they want to be and they're weak, that there's a lot more there to be learned about addiction as well. So that is part of this. I also just happened to a couple weeks ago finish the book Empire Pain, Anthony. I don't know if you're familiar with that one at all. Patrick Radden Keefe wrote about the Sackler family and the opioid crisis and OxyContin, and whoo, that's a book. Oh my goodness. Highly recommend that one. Patrick Radden Keefe, one of the best authors in the world. But he wrote about that, and it's well worth your time. But that's not related to sports at all. In terms of why he's so important to the Commanders, and especially the recent run of success, it's because in October of 2022, just after the massive ESPN story drop from Don Van Natta that owners or Snyder was walking around saying he had dirt on other owners, Jim Irsay was the first to break ranks of the ownership when he said this.
You know, it's a difficult situation. You know, I believe that there's merit to remove him as owner of the Redskins. I think it's something that we have to review. We have to look at all the evidence, and we have to be thorough in going forward. But, you know, I think it's something that has to be given serious consideration to.
You ever seen something like this? Have you ever been to a meeting where you've had to consider things like that?
There, you know, in the past, there's been situations like that. You know, going back to the days with Eddie DeBartolo and you know, different times that are difficult, back to the USFL days in the 80s. I mean, there's always been, it seems like in the old days, there was more difficult times that came up, you know. But I've seen a lot through the 50 years, so you're always prepared for them.
Is it?
He was the first one to say, yeah, we need to consider removing Dan Snyder. And owners are reluctant to say that out loud because they don't want the idea that an owner can be removed to enter anyone's mind. They're self-serving. They're self-interested. and the fact that Irsay had the moral clarity to say, yeah, this is a problem. And like, especially, I think people, there were two groups of people at the time. And there were people that were like, well, who's Jim Irsay to say anything? Like, look at him. And they go back to the, you know, the issues that Irsay had had off the field, so to speak. Right. But I was kind of like, he's the perfect guy. Someone who says, I am not perfect. I have my flaws, but those flaws shouldn't cost me my football team. There are levels here. There are layers here. What Dan Snyder is doing, he's cheating the league. He's cheating his team. He's cheating the fans. He's taking money from people. He's trying to slander the league. He's slandering other owners. Like, he's doing stuff that is hurting the league beyond personal flaws. He's making conscious decisions, and not to mention running a toxic workplace that has us getting dragged in front of Congress. Like, we can't be doing this. And that courage and that whatever level you want to call moral clarity was one of the biggest things that I think changed the tide, because while no other owner came out and supported Irsay in that moment, it was clear others felt that way in the room. And the Snyders got the message, and it was within weeks that all of a sudden, between the ESPN reporting, between Irsay speaking out, the Snyder family hired Bank of America to explore the sale of the team. So Jim Irsay, an absolute legend of the sport in so many ways, a trailblazer in so many ways, a unique personality in so many ways, but someone who ultimately, in the long and storied history of the Washington franchise, nevertheless, the Colts franchise, will hold a tremendously special and important place because of what he said in that conference room or hotel or whatever that wherever that was back in October of 2022. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, we will give you a quick preview of tonight's Western Conference Finals Game 2, some things that we are looking for, get you set up for a Friday show tomorrow, and then real things, real people said in real microphones here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Hoffman Show. Mike's got to be turned on. That's how that works, Anthony. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I did.
Good job. Good job out of me. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Tonight, Western Conference Finals. It is game number two. Anthony, the Oklahoma City Thunder run away in the fourth quarter with game one. It is a 68-win team that is up 1-0 in the Western Conference Finals. That is not surprising at all. Can the Minnesota Timberwolves turn around? That is the question. Anthony Edwards slightly banged up. His ankle's not 100%, but who is 100% at this point in the playoffs? Obviously, Julius Randle was magnificent in the previous series. Can they get him on track? I just think the Thunder have too many answers. I think they get it done tonight. And I look to see the biggest thing that I'm watching for, though, of not just whether they can pull off the upset tonight, because ultimately, like, if the Thunder win, they just held home court. But it's also, is Minnesota going to show any fight in this series? How aggressive is Anthony Edwards? Took 13 shots in game one. Randle, I believe, also took 13 shots. They'd probably take more shots if they could not turn the basketball over a zillion and five times. But can Anthony Edwards get going? Is he looking for a shot aggressively? And then how does that happening? Is it happening just let's spread the floor and let him go one-on-one? Is it happening let's get him in pick-and-roll actions? Is it let's post him up? I'm curious how they get Anthony Edwards going and if he's hyper-aggressive looking for a shot. And then is there a counter? Is Minnesota or is Oklahoma City really pushing to make sure he doesn't get going, that he doesn't get a ton of shots off tonight?
Yeah, I definitely think Anthony Edwards is going to have a bounce-back game, but that's from an offensive standpoint. I think defensively, I'm not going to say, like, you know, they can't, you know, limit the Thunder to, 110 points. We've seen it happen, though, when the Thunder played the Nuggets. And I would say, I would think the Timberwolves are a better defensive team than the Nuggets. But I don't know, in the second half of the game, the game sort of kind of got away from them. Because Oklahoma City, one, was hitting shots. Also, they weren't turning the ball over, and they were relying on their defense to be able to get out into transition to get some easy shots. So I think if they just limit the turnovers and, you know, be able to play in their half-court defense, I think they'll have a chance. And they just got to stop fouling Shea. Shea was killing them. And they just got to understand, like, who he is. He's a guy that's going to foul bait. Like, he's trying to get you to, you know, be a little bit more physical defending him. So if they just, you know, play their game and play solid, I think they'll have a chance forcing them hit some tough twos over them.
Yeah. Oklahoma City is such a funny team in the modern NBA because Shea is this mid-range god who also obviously lives at the foul line. So, like, the analytics part of his game is I get fouled a zillion times. You know, he and Jalen Brunson, the two best foul baiters in the league, being in the conference finals, is not my favorite, but, like, respect. They also don't shoot a ton of threes, and the funkiest thing about them, Anthony, is they actually give up a lot of three-point attempts. And they play a style that almost no one else does. Everyone else is trying to prevent three-point looks, run you off the three-point line. Let's see if we can get you caught in the mid-range. Oklahoma City is like, we are going to protect the rim at all costs. And we think we are athletic enough, long enough, fast enough, quick enough, and springy enough to challenge you running out at you. You're going to take the three. You know we're going to run at you. Can you knock it down? And in game one, the Minnesota Timberwolves took 51 threes and made just 15 of them, sub 30%. If you can hit 25 threes, that's a very different game. You go, you know, that's 50%. You hit five more threes. Now we're in a close game late. That's the difference. Is in many ways, early in the game when it was close, Julius Randle's hitting a million threes. Like, he had a great game. He's 28. He's 9-13 from the field. Like, he's hitting threes all over the place. He starts missing in the second half. They get other players that are taking him. They're able to bottle him up a little bit more, and it becomes a very different game. And so Oklahoma City has a knack for making sure that the right players take the threes and they challenge them and teams shoot a fairly low percentage against them. Minnesota makes a bunch of threes and we got a series. They don't, then they're in trouble. And they've got great three-point shooters, but they're going to need some of those guys to show up on the road. And obviously they need Anthony Edwards to wind up with the ball in some of those situations as well. That's what I'm watching for tonight. Game two, TNT, 8:30. It's going down. Then and there. As for now, we wrap up the show with real things, real people said, and real microphones.
Real things.
We're not gonna be
Suck this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
That's an interesting outtime, Anthony. You sure you got that math right?
Yeah, the math be mathin', man.
Okay, if you say so. All right, real things time. Let's see. What? Oh, well, the best thing that's going to be in this folder. There's two. There's one feel good and there's one funny. We'll go with the feel good first. You might have seen this. It was all over social media yesterday. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander won MVP and then shouted out his wife, who is this year's version of the real MVP.
The one and only Haley Summers. Thank you. Sorry, I'm so dramatic. Haley Summers, thank you for everything you are for me, for our son Aries. You were the first person to show me what love really meant. What love really meant, what sacrifice really meant. And I can't wait to spend the rest of this journey called life with you. So thank you for everything. I wouldn't be the man I am. I wouldn't be the player I am. I wouldn't be the father I am without you. And thank you for that. So thank you, everybody.
Yes. Yes, Shay. Well done, sir. Also, if that's his MVP speech, I got to hear this man's vows. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Do we have time to play the rant? I don't feel like we do.
I mean, you may play the Dak one.
Yeah, but that feels underwhelming after the Shea.
Yeah.
Here, if I won an MVP, my wife's the first person I'm thinking. Or the last person in the way that Shea did, where it's like, talk about your parents, talk about this, talk about your teammates, do all that, and save the wifey for the end.
That's
she
spotlight.
Gets to be the last one in the starting lineup, if you will. Anthony, as an unmarried man, who would be your spotlight if you won the MVP?
My grandmother.
Ooh.
I would go my grand. It'll be tough. It'll be my grandmother and my dad. But I think I would lean my grandmother. I think because she really put a lot of character into the young man I am today.
I like it. I feel like you could give Big Tony the leadoff spot.
He probably will love it.
Yeah, we'll start off with Big Tony. That's our show. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.